Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Sanctuary, Romance, Murder, and Mystery by Joanne Graham Rettke and Shirley K. Smith is a captivating read in which love and danger entwine, making readers feel emotionally invested in the characters' relationships. Lifelong friends Sharon and Janice make their dream of opening a bed and breakfast come true in a quaint small town. Joanne has been a hands-on pastor, mentor, counselor, coach, and friend for over 46 years. She has helped hundreds of broken people from all walks of life regain their lives. 15 years in her 46 years of serving people have been spent pastoring and working in children's ministry. She has worked in six different ministries, served in various capacities in ministry throughout Canada and many parts of the world. For the past 17 years, she's been overseeing the CBA, the 700 Club Canadian Prayer Center, where she trains the prayer team and ministers to many people daily by phone across Canada. She's always loved mystery and romance and has enjoyed bringing this work of love to readers along with her friend Shirley K. Smith as they co-authored The Sanctuary, Romance, Murder, and Mystery. And Joanne Graham Rettke is our guest on This Week in America. Joanne, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you for having me. It's my pleasure, too.
It's a great story that you tell, and I'm anxious to be able to talk about this, see where the story came from and the directions it goes. I mentioned it's romance, it's murder, it's mystery. It's a human relations story, the people and their relationships, their friendships. Give me a little overview. I don't want to give away too much in the beginning, but the backstory on The Sanctuary, the bed and breakfast, how this all came about.
Well, my friend Shirley had retired, and I've always kind of been a writer, and she wanted to try writing a novel, so we decided to do it together. It's a story about two friends who grew up in a small town, and each went about their own way. Sharon got married, had children, and Janice became a missionary in Africa. When Janice's parents died in a car accident, she had to come home. And when Shirley's husband died saving a little boy, he was a firefighter, she came home as well. And they ended up buying this beautiful home with a wraparound porch and decided to make it into a bed and breakfast retreat center. And then the small town was experiencing murders happening, three murders, on the July the 1st in the last 3 years. And so why are the murders taking place? How are they connected and all of this? So a CIA, undercover CIA guy comes along and becomes their handyman, but at the same time trying to help the sheriff solve this murder. And that's how it kind of opens and goes about. So it's basically the plot of trying to find the clues to find out who murdered these three guys and how they found the end of their demise is kind of an interesting scenario. They're all strung up as scarecrows in their own farmer's field. So that's a little gruesome, but the sheriff is anxious to fix it. But in the meantime, Raymond, the CIA agent, his brother comes on board. Sorry, that's Jason. Raymond is the brother. He's a cook, and they need a cook for the sanctuary. So romance happens with the two girls and the two guys. And so it's all intertwined in a fun, delightful story.
It really is. And you touched on romance, murder, and mystery. You have all those elements and so much more in The Sanctuary. I love the book cover because even if you didn't see the book cover, if you read, you understand The Sanctuary. And it's a very visual book. And you'll feel like you're walking around with these people and being there listening in on their conversations and how their lives fit together and what all they're facing there. The book is The Sanctuary, the book available at readersmagnet.com, amazon.com, usual places, links on our website. You can also go to Joanne's website, joannerettkebooks.com. Information there as well. Where did the story idea come from? When Shirley comes to you and you talk about writing this book together, her first novel, where did the idea, the concept for The Sanctuary come from? Was that an idea that you had from bed and breakfast during your lifetime?
Well, we had been doing bed and breakfast ourselves in our home here for a few years, so we knew the concept of doing that. But the actual story... Shirley started, and it was her idea with the scarecrows and all of that. But but it was because we had experience meeting people, and she was a decorator, so a lot of the rooms are decorated. And so it's just basically parts of ourselves we blended together to make this fun book to read.
It is a fun book to read. The book is The Sanctuary, Romance, Murder, and Mystery. Co-author Joanne Graham Rettke, R-A-D-K-E, is our guest on the program. Her website, joannerettkebooks.com. What do you hope the takeaway is? The readers will enjoy reading this book. What do you hope the message is that they retain after reading The Sanctuary?
Well, I hope that they'll find it kind of an enjoyable, delightful read. A fun read, and because there's lots of fun little things that happen, and that they also would enjoy trying to figure out who actually committed the murder. So there's a lot to be able to take away, but also just friendship and working together, and all of that, all intertwined together. I'm sure the readers will enjoy it. I've had a couple of people who have read it and said, yes, it's quite a delightful book, an easy read. And they read it in an evening. So I hope you enjoy it.
Well, yes, it's an easy read because it moves very quickly. You've got the people, you've got everything happening, and you don't want to put the book down. Once you start reading, it's like, I'm going to squeeze another chapter or two in tonight. All of a sudden, you're at the end of the book. And twists and turns, you mentioned we can sort of, it's a whodunit, we can sort of figure out along with everybody. And you have twists and turns there. Let's talk about challenging aspects in the writing process. How did you overcome that? And having the twists and turns, as you decided to write the book, did you work from an outline, or did a lot of this evolve as you were telling the story?
Well, yeah, more evolving. When I write it, it's like a movie in my mind.
Yes.
And it's just like one thing happens, and then something else pops into my mind. And it's like watching a movie when I'm writing. Shirley's process is a little different. She, does like little cards and works like that. But all the times we had wondering what to do next or how to fix this, because we were working together and talked about it, we had, the brainstorming part was really, really good because we were working on it together. And so I guess the most difficult was, completing all the loose ends and, figuring out how to make it so that the right clues are getting forth, because you have some little cliffhangers that don't lead anywhere, right? That's what makes it interesting.
Yes.
So.
It's interesting how the book comes together. This book is The Sanctuary, Romance, Murder, and Mystery. Co-author Joanne Graham Rettke, our guest on the program, wrote the book along with Shirley K. Smith. Let's talk a little bit about developing characters. I mentioned everybody that reads the book likes the characters. They like they're invested in the characters. They want to see what happens with the characters. How was it developing characters? Because you got a number of strong characters, don't you, that you bring out in The Sanctuary?
Well, basically the four, the two girls and
yes.
The two guys, the two girls are basically Shirley and I. And like we go into a restaurant to have something to eat, and we order what we would order, what I would order, what Shirley would order, and the two girls ordered, and that kind of thing. We had our characters already developed in a sense, so it was easy to write about us. Raymond and Jason was a little harder because, we didn't have any actual guys in mind when we were writing about them. But, you know, to build character, to build, you know, you need the different aspects of who they are and how they think and things like that. So we've, I guess, developed them from different people we've known, you know,
yes.
That way.
You develop them so well, and we really have a fondness for the characters as the story in The Sanctuary develops. For Shirley, first time writing the novel, you're a veteran at this. You've written in a number of different genres. Let's talk a little bit about people who may want to do what you do, and that is to write books. What advice could you give someone possibly starting out for the first time on the writing journey that needs some encouragement because it can be overwhelming when you begin the process?
Well, two things I would suggest anybody who would want to start to write is to write every day. If you can't do it every day, every week. The other thing is to either put it on your phone or keep a journal where things happening in your day you can write down. Even dreams. I remember waking up one morning and I had this vivid little dream of a scene in France with a flat and going through the stairwell. I can still picture it in my mind. And I thought, well, one day I'm going to put that scene in one of my books. So, you know, if we look around us and what's happening and little incidences with people that you see that delight you or you find it funny or whatever, you write it down and you got it so you don't forget it. And then when you're writing, you know, you can look at what you've accumulated for plot thoughts and be able to put them in your little stories. Yeah, that's what I've done. I've written, you know, something pretty well every day. And it's amazing how you wonder why you're writing it, but, you know, 10 years down the road, there it is. Oh, I remember writing that. That'll
yes.
fit really good here, you know. And so that's the two things I would say, write every day if you can. And keep a journal or one of your voice messages on your phone where you can keep sharing your thoughts so that you could write it down later.
That's nice being a writer. I mean, even sleep is research, isn't it? You have this dream and it stays with you and it's something that you'd like to possibly use on down the line. So I have that notepad beside the bed because that could come in handy. What part of the book was most challenging time for you to write? Was there anything that was more difficult? It sort of slowed the process down as you're thinking, working your way through it.
For me, I think it's more the ending because you're trying to like wrap up all the little loose ends that
yes.
you have, you know? And you don't want the reader to go away. Oh, well, what happened here and what happened there? I've read books where that's happened and you wonder, you
yes.
gotta, did they write another book? You know, how do you find out the answers to some of these dilemmas you've got? So that's, I find the hardest to make sure that I've got all the loose ends tied up.
It's interesting. When you started the book, did you know how it was going to end? Was that in the, you know, your thought process in the beginning, or did that evolve as well? As you're telling the story, it's like, okay, I think we're going to modify this a little bit here. This is the direction we're going in.
Yeah, for me, I like I say, it's like a movie. I don't know how it's going to end when I start, but as I build on it and keep adding chapters, more ideas come. And so for me, it's evolves. Other people, they start at the beginning with little storyboard and they know exactly what scenes and what plot is where it's going and how it's going to end. I think it's much more fun when you don't know and you're just writing and
well, yes.
your creativity is doing it, you know?
Well, and the characters, I would think, would speak to you after a while, that they would tell you, this is the direction I want to go. Do you feel like did you believe the characters were actually your friends in real life?
Oh, definitely. They become part of your family kind of thing, you know? They're
yes.
part of you.
Interesting how that all evolves. Our guest on the program is Joanne Graham Retke, author of The Sanctuary, Romance, Murder, and Mystery. Her website, joannretkebooks.com. Book available, of course, wherever books are sold. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. In addition to the remarkable career that you've had, also a distinguished career as a writer. I've mentioned that you've written for a number of years in a number of different venues. Talk a little bit about when you decided to be a writer, author. Was this something from an early age for you?
Well, I read poetry when I was a child, got some awards for some of the poetry, and then little stories. You know, you start in class and your creative writing class. And then I've just kept it up. And my kids' books, I actually wrote about 20 years ago. One, I had an afternoon free visiting my mother, and I just wrote it, and it came to me, Jessica the Dreamer. And then the second one, Jessica's Dilemma, came to me. I wrote it in a week in my lunch hours at work. And I'm always thinking of other storylines and where they come, you know, how I can write it and stuff. So it's really good to have a good imagination. And I've got lots of ideas of all kinds of books I can write. And it isn't hard for me to go from one genre to another.
What a remarkable career in doing that. And I love what you're talking about. The two children's books, by the way, Jessica's Dilemma and Jessica the Dreamer, you'll find those available and at Joanne's website, joannretkebooks.com. Of course, Amazon, the usual places. Another book available there, Why Is My House Always a Mess? How to Declutter and Organize Your Home in Just 30 Days. That had my interest as well. We could do a whole program just talking about that. Talk about the kids' books for a minute, because I really like that. Jessica's Dilemma deals with forgiving and how important that is. Jessica the Dreamer, having dreams. You really come up with messages, don't you, for the children's book, told in an entertaining way where the child read, gets caught up in the storyline, and leaves with a very valuable lesson.
Yeah, and like I've been a pastor and a kids' pastor for many years, and just getting truth to the children. When I wrote Jessica the Dreamer, I felt God say to me, the kids nowadays don't have any hope, and they don't dream anymore. So I thought, well, we could be, you know, a child can be anything they want to be with God's help. And that's basically the theme of Jessica the Dreamer. And the second one, The Dilemma, it's judging and holding grudges and what happens when you do that and how to let them go. The third one, Jessica and the Giant Marshmallow, which is coming out soon, is about sharing. Jessica's visits her grandfather and grandmother, and they live on a farm. And in the farm country, she sees these gigantic marshmallows in the fields. Well, in reality, they're bales of hay covered in white plastic. But in her mind, they're gigantic marshmallows, and why not make a gigantic Rice Krispie square, you know, whole town. So that's basically what it's about. They visit grandpa, and he used to work for the cereal company, and he gets his friends together, and they end up making this big gigantic Rice Krispie square that they get to share. So it's about sharing. And I've got other ideas for more kids books with Jessica. So
when will the new one be out?
Probably in a couple months.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
They're so well done, and stories are so important. And I want to go back, Jessica's Dilemma. You talk about forgiving and not holding grudges. You deal with adults in counseling as well as children. How big a problem is that for adults, that maybe the root of many of their problems is their lack of being able to forgive, to be able to forgive somebody and just say, I'm sorry, and move on? How crucial is that to our overall happiness?
I believe that, you know, like they say, the doctors say, you know, maybe 85% of people in hospital or people who are sick, it's psychosomatic. Well, it's not psychosomatic. It's a heart issue. They've got grudges against people who've hurt them. And if they forgive, I've seen so many people healed instantly when they've forgiven the person who's hurt them, even way back in the past, their mom, their dad, their siblings, teachers, bosses, and letting all that stuff go, then the healing can take place. And it's so important. I think that's the key, one of the major keys that God has given us. You know, if you confess your sin, God is just and faithful to forgive you right then and there of that sin and lift that burden from you. But we hang on. Well, you know, if I don't forgive, it's I'm not going to forgive you. That's hurting you more than it's hurting them. Half the time they've forgotten and they don't even know they've hurt you in some cases. And you're hanging on to it, and it causes bitterness and hatred and all kinds of things. Your chemicals change in your body when you are in the negative mode, when you don't forgive, when you're holding grudges. Your body is getting sick.
Yes. It's a powerful message for young people and adults. That was the storyline in Jessica's Dilemma. Jessica the Dreamer, the other children's book. Boy, time is going by so rapidly here. Let's talk a little bit about what the future holds for you. And let's tie that in with the sanctuary. You've got this great location for a book. Will we see the sanctuary back in another story?
Oh, yes. I haven't got the plot yet, but I'm thinking of a sequel to The Sanctuary. Same characters, of course, more people coming to The Sanctuary, and another interesting, I don't know if it'd be a murder, but something for Jason to work on with a sheriff. So yeah, there's lots to be able to come out of The Sanctuary, not just one book, but several, I'm hoping. And the same with Why Is My House Always a Mess? My second book I'm working on is Why Are My Finances Always a Mess? And then the third one, Why Are My Relationships Always a Mess?
Ooh,
and so I'm working on a trilogy there as well.
Do you ever sleep? You have so much going on. And then I hear when you're sleeping, you're still thinking about writing books. Do you ever relax and sleep? And I say that not in a way that I have great admiration, because you're really inspiring people. You're entertaining with the books. Obviously, you have a passion for helping other people.
Yes. Yes, I do sleep sometimes, not so well. But I find writing relaxing and fun. So it's actually writing revives me. It's not work, which is part of, I guess, my passion.
I guess that's a great way to look at that. It's not working. I'm not forcing myself to work because it's to write because it's work. I'm doing it, and I'm not forcing myself. I want to be here because it's an outlet for me. So that's a great lesson for all of us in what we do for a living or a hobby. Find something you enjoy, and then get lost in it and enjoy that. One final question as we wrap up, talking about The Sanctuary, Romance, Murder, and Mystery by Joanne Graham Radke and Shirley K. Smith. I mentioned Friends with Shirley. She's wanted to write this book. What was this like, writing this book with Shirley and sharing this experience with her?
Oh, it was so fun. We both really enjoyed it. And just being able to not just talk about normal life, but talk about something creative and from our imagination, you know, it was really fun to do I've been blessed to have Shirley as a friend for many years. She's in heaven now, and I look forward to seeing her many years down the road. But it was just a total delight to be able to work together like that.
Well, I'm sure she is cheering you on, enjoying the success of your book and her book, and looking forward to what you do in the sequel for The Sanctuary. The book, and specifically we talked about today, The Sanctuary, Romance, Murder, and Mystery by Joanne Graham Radke and Shirley K. Smith. Joanne's website is joannradkebooks.com. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. I thank Reader's Magnet for arranging our conversation today. With Reader's Magnet, it's all about your story, assisting aspiring and veteran authors in fulfilling their dreams. Readersmagnet.com. Joanne, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. You've got so much coming out. I hope we have a chance to do this again. And the book, all the cluttering things that you're going to talk about, they all apply in my life. So I hope we have a chance to talk about that as well. Thank you for being with us on the program.
You're welcome. God bless and have a great day. Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. Joanne Graham Ratke. The name of the book is The Sanctuary. It's available wherever books are sold. Her website, joannratkebooks.com. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And you're listening to This Week in America. And we're back right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.